95.9 The Power Cow, we bring you a special presentation of high school basketball. Our special live coverage tonight brought to you by Kelly Express Marks, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, AeroQuip Credit Union, Top Coffee Softwater, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, The Brokerage House with Jennifer Scanlon, Jackson Public Schools, and Industrial Steel Treating. Pre-game coverage on The Power Cow begins now. High school basketball is live on 95.9 The Power Cow and online at 959thepowercow.com.
Corned beef, cabbage, soda bread, and basketball is what is in store this evening for this St. Patrick's Day. Good evening and welcome to tonight's presentation of high school girls basketball. Tonight's matchup pits the Lumen Christi Titans against the Plymouth Christian Academy Eagles in the state quarterfinals at Lincoln High School in Ypsilanti. I'm Connor Dockery, and I'll be your host for all the action on 95.9 The Power Cow and 959thepowercow.com. Thank you for joining me as the Lumen Christi Titans 22-3. Plymouth Christian Academy 21-5 set the square off. Winner will be taking on the winner between Hart and Brandywine in the state semis on Thursday at Michigan State University. A trip to the Breslin is on the line in this one. We're going to take a quick 3-minute timeout. When we come back, we will dive headfirst into the Kelly Express Mart pregame show right here on 95.9 The Power Cow.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Oak and Iron, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Sometimes you might wonder if you're investing your money the right way, especially when the markets are going up and down. You might wonder, will I have enough to retire one day? How long will my money last anyway? If you've got questions like these, or if you'd like to get professional advice about your investments, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
Brewed.
Zero carbs.
For what's
calories.
Next.
Zero sugar.
Brewed for what's next. Bud Light next. The first zero carb beer is here. Super crisp, light, and refreshing. Bud Light Next is brewed with the highest quality ingredients. Zero carbs, zero sugar, and only 80 calories. Brewed for what's next. The first zero carb beer is here. Bud Light Next.
2022 Anheuser-Busch. Bud Light Next Beer. St. Louis, Missouri. Please drink responsibly.
Durable, capable, and packed with the latest features. The Kubota construction lineup featuring the SVL series, the number one selling compact track loader, is prepared to take on the job. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota compact track loaders with 0% financing available or save up to $5,200. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue, online at KubotaKings.com.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Broadcasting live from Lincoln High School in Ypsilanti for tonight's girls quarterfinal matchup. between Lumen Christi and Plymouth Christian Academy. I have a score update. Unfortunately, Concord girls, their season comes to an end in the Division IV quarterfinals, 29-21 at the hands of Portland St. Patrick, which is almost unfair to have to play against a team called St. Patrick on St. Patrick's Day, but I digress. On to this one, Kelly Express Mart pregame show, first up for the Lumen Christi Titans, coming in off of a big-time blowout, 60-39 over St. Mary Catholic Central to win the regional championship at home there at Lumen Christi High School. And Lumen, just like their regional semifinal matchup with Columbia Central, just domination from the start, went on a 10-0 scoring run between the first and second quarters, able to build a double-digit lead, and St. Mary Catholic Central was not able to the rest of the game, as Lumen able to grow that lead out to as many as 27 points down the stretch in that fourth quarter, and just continued domination through the entire game. Played that aggressive full court press, played that aggressive man defense, getting their hand in every passing lane, and really doing a good job, especially with a man-to-man defense, of deterring shots in the paint, really in the mid-range and in. Just doing a tremendous job defensively, making every single shot tough for St. Mary Catholic Central. And just the way that they force turnovers, I mean, that just makes the offense incredibly easy. When basically half your points are coming on the fast break, then, I mean, you're going to be very tough to stop. So, otherwise, even when they set up in the half court, able to get a lot of wide open shots that they were able to knock down, they were able to get to the foul line, and pretty much anything that Lumen Christi wanted, they've been able to get, and that's been pretty much the story all postseason long, as all of their games except for that district championship against Grass Lake, which is a Final Four caliber matchup, that's how good Grass Lake is. That was obviously a very good game, a very good battle, but other than that, just been a bunch of blowouts. Lumen Christi, they are absolutely rolling right now. And it all starts with their two sophomores, Kenna Hunt and Lucy Rozek. Kenna Hunt had a tremendous game last Wednesday in that regional championship, able to lead the team in scoring 18 points. Lucy Rozek chipping in 8, as well as Ruby Boyce and Tristan Johnson, 7 off the bench. So just a lot of options beyond just those two sophomores, but it all starts with those two sophomores. Those two girls, Rozek and Hunt, are playing well. It's going to be tough for this Lumen Christi team to be stopped. We're going to take a two-minute break. When we come, we'll chat Plymouth Christian Academy and what they bring to this quarterfinal matchup here at Lincoln High School. This is girls high school basketball right here on 95.9 The Power Count.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, grab a specialty pizza with breadsticks for just $24.99. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,000.01. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Kelly Eirich, your local realtor with The Brokerage House. I have a deep admiration for the men and women who have served and serve our country and our communities, from our armed forces to our police officers, firefighters, and all EMS personnel. Now, I would love the opportunity to serve you. Whether you're relocating, upsizing, downsizing, or planting roots right here at home, I'm here to make your next move your best move. Let's get you moving. Call Kelly Eirich at The Brokerage House today at 517-788-8733.
To high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
The Kelly Express Mart pregame show continues between Lou and Christie and Plymouth Christian Academy for our girls state quarterfinal matchup here at Lincoln High School. Plymouth Christian Academy 21-5 on the season. They've had some solid teams in recent years, including being a state runner-up to Fowler back in 2022. However, in the three seasons since, they lost to Arbor Prep in the district tournament, Scott Stein's old stomping grounds, and of course they've been able to win the last two state championships coming into this year. Plymouth Christian Academy also making a big jump over last year's 12-12 record. Best wins for them on the season, able to beat Lutheran Northwest 2 out of 3 times, another very good D3 team, able to split their games with Inner City Baptist, a great D4 team. They've also beaten Division II Notre Dame Prep and Division III St. Catherine. Their 5 losses coming to Lutheran Northwest, 1 of 3. Obviously, that split with Inner City Baptist. Lost to Father Gabriel Richard. More on them in a minute. And they've also lost to a couple good D4 schools, Genesee Christian and Lenawee Christian. Their playoff path, Universal Learning Academy, St. Catherine, Lutheran Northwest, and Robichaud. Now, more on that Father Gabriel Richard team. That's a team that they lost to 63-38. Earlier in the regular season. Lumen Christie able to beat that team not once but twice. So that's kind of the only barometer we have with these two teams, just that one Father Gabriel Richard matchup. But there's also recent history. Lumen Christie able to beat this team last year 58-38. However, that said, this Plymouth Christian Academy team, not only much improved over last season, but they have a very talented freshman on this team as well as a couple good seniors in their starting lineup. So should be a fun one to watch as these two teams fighting for a trip to the Breslin Center coming up on Thursday. Again, winner of this one will take on the winner of Hart and Brandywine. We're getting right down to it, right down to the wire of the basketball season. Of course, the boys' basketball season in the books. And this is the final week of girls' high school basketball for the season. So that'll do it for the Kelly Express Mart pregame show. We're going to take a 3-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll have starting lineups and tip-off for you right here from Lincoln High School for the girls' state quarterfinals on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Durable, capable, and packed with the latest features. The Kubota construction lineup, featuring the SVL series, the number one selling compact track loader, is prepared to take on the job. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota compact track loaders with 0% financing available or save up to $5,200. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Calling all parents of kindergarten age and young fives. Jackson Public Schools is now enrolling for kindergarten and young fives at all 7 elementary schools, April 13th through the 23rd. Open houses will include prizes, food, and a free t-shirt upon enrollment. Community partners will be available to serve you at every event. For the full list of days and times, or for more information, call 517-841-2147 or visit jpsk12.org. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we are all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Budweiser, the American lager. A time-honored recipe, true to our original process, brewed using the choicest hops, rice, and best barley malt, delivering great quality beer since 1876. Budweiser, this Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Copyright 2024 Anheuser-Busch Budweiser Lager Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
We're back to Lincoln High School for starting lineups and tip-off for our girls' state quarterfinals between Lubbock Christie and Plymouth Christian Academy. Connor Dockery with you right here on 95.9 The Power Cow and 95.9thepowercow.com. Got the starting five first for Plymouth Christian Academy. It'll be Clara Groen, Riley Pewat, Lauren Scott, Madison Hare, and Abigail Brumwell. Head coach is Rod Wingle. Meanwhile, for Lubbock Christie, starting five as per usual. Kenna Hunt, Lily Ganton, Lucy Rozek, Ruby Boyce, and Paige Lafier. Head coach is Scott Stein. Lubbock Christie will be in their home white uniforms with green numbers. Perfect for St. Patrick's Day. And Plymouth Christian Academy in their black uniforms with purple and gold trim, white numbers trimmed in gold. Jump ball just moments away here. Kenna Hunt ready to go. In the jump circle, she'll be tipping this one against Pilat. Lots of fans here in attendance for both teams. Packed house, and that Lubbock Christie student section already making a lot of noise. Jump ball, one out by Kenna Hunt. And Lubbock Christie going from right to left on your radio dial for the first possession this evening. Kenna Hunt has it at the top of the key. Now swing it to the right for Rozek. Back to the left wing for Kenna Hunt. Looking for the handoff. Gets it for Ganton. Bothered near half court by Groen. Has it stripped away, but able to recollect it in the backcourt. Lucy Rozek has it. Now lobs it to the near side corner for Hunt. Drives through the lane. Double clutches. Layup up and in. But an offensive foul. Charge drawn by the talented freshman for Plymouth Christian Academy, Lauren Scott. So a turnover on that foul by Kenna Hunt. Now full court pressure coming for Lumen. Plymouth Christian Academy able to get it into the front court. Scott has it into the near side corner. Loses the dribble off her foot and out of bounds. Great pressure there by Ganton and Rozek. So a couple turnovers for both these teams. No score yet, about 30 seconds in. Rozek has it on the near side corner. And a travel as she put the ball on the floor to drive in through the lane. Another turnover for Lumen Christie. Half court pressure now. Pass the near side for Groen. Lofts it into the front court for Brumwell. Drives it to the low block. Misses the money past Hunt. Offensive rebound put back up. In and out for Scott. Couple good chances, but no points for the Lady Eagles, and we got a foul on the other end with Lucy Rozek going coast to coast, driving all the way to the rim, and she'll get rewarded with a trip to the line. Foul's going to be on Riley Pilat, her first, team's first, and here comes the first of two Aspen 1 hour heated air conditioning free throws, compliments of Lucy Rozek. She does make the first one. Tonight's playoff coverage brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools, Aspen 1 Hour, and Industrial Steel Treating. As Rozek misses the second free throw, it's 1-0 for Lumen. Scott trapped into the front court immediately. She's able to get it to her teammate, Hare. Back out to the perimeter, lobs into the free throw line for Brumwell. Looking for the entry pass to Pilat, doesn't get it to her. Now gets it to her on the left baseline. Back down low, give and go. Looking back out to the perimeter. Defensive noise brought in by the Lumen Christie student section to the lane. Scott blocked away. Great defense by LaFear. Now for Ganton on the low block. Back outside for Hunt. Sidestep, fires the three. It's left short. And rebound tracked out by Hare. 1-0 Lumen. About 90 seconds into this first quarter. As losing a dribble, it's growing. And it's going to be lost out of bounds. She fell down with it. Tried to shuffle it to her teammate, Madison Hare. But it's going to be lost out of bounds. Lumen doing a great job defensively, forcing several turnovers and a couple of missed shots on some pretty good looks as well. Into the front court for Rozek, onto the far side for Hunt. Back out to the jump ball circle for Rozek. And now for Ruby Boyce. Back for Hunt, fires the deep three. Good contest. That one's short, but a rebound put back up and in for Lucy Rozek. She's got all three of Lumen's points, leading 3-0. 2.5 minutes into this first quarter. Now beating the full court press into the corner. Three ball up. Too strong for Lauren Scott. Lumen going the other direction. LaFear has it right to the basket. Dribbles right into the defender. And a travel going to be called. A little bit of indecision right there by LaFear, driving right into the defender, Hare. Looks like she was thinking about going up into the defender for the shot to try to draw the foul, but took too many steps in the process. Full court press is beaten by the Lady Eagles. Entry pass is stolen away. LaFear getting her hand on that one, picked up by Boyce. Lumen going the other way, leading 3-0. 5:20 left in the first quarter. Lofts it to the near side corner. Rozek wide open three. Off the heel. Rebound tracked down by Ganton. Back outside for Hunt. She pulls the three and makes the three. 6-0. Lumen over Plymouth Christian Academy. 3 minutes into the first. And we'll have a foul called on Ruby Boyce with the pass up ahead to Lauren Scott to beat the full court press. Boyce a little bit too much body contact trying to intercept that one. Going to have our first substitution, Danielle Goodfellow, in for Madison Hare for Plymouth Christian Academy. Inbounding on the near sideline, gets it near half court for Pilat. Now back for Groen. Drives on the baseline, tough shot over LaFear. That one's off. Rebounded by Hunt. Outlet pass to Ganton. Stops. Scores on the low block. Beautiful outlet by Hunt. Able to generate that open try. And Lumen playing excellent on both sides of the ball. Leading 8-0 as the pass up ahead tipped out of bounds by Boyce. Plymouth Christian Academy inbounding on the near sideline with Clara Groen. Lofts it to the free throw line for Brumwell. Faces up against Boyce. Kicks it into the far side corner for Goodfellow. Steps in the left elbow. Back into the far side corner for Pilat. Harassed by LaFear. Pass to the top of the key. Intercepted by Hunt. Coast to coast, and going to be a foul drawn by Lauren Scott to try to stop that fast break. That's her first, team second. Lumen Christie inbounding on the right side of the basket. 4.5 to go in the first quarter. 8-0 lead for the Lady Titans. Look at the Irish so far. Kicks to the near side corner for Ganton. Back outside Hunt. Deep three taken. That one's wide left. Rebound fought for. It's going to be poked out of bounds by the Lady Eagles. Good effort there by Rozek to try to at least get a hand on that one, make that a tougher rebound. And Plymouth Christian Academy couldn't hang on. Another inbound on the right side of the basket. Able to get it in to Boyce, trying to shuffle it back to her, but looks like it's going to be a turnover on Lumen Christie. Foot on the line. And they'll set up in their full court press. Tonight's playoff coverage brought to you by Josh's Dumpsters, Jackson Public Schools, Lomar Machine and Tool, Northwest Community Schools. Triple team in the backcourt for Scott, trying to get it up the floor. And a timeout called by Coach Rod Wendell of Plymouth Christian Academy. Great smothering defense in the full court. And we're going to step aside as well. 8-0 Lumen, 4:16 to go in the first quarter. This is girls' quarterfinal basketball on 95.9 The Power Cal.
You bring-
bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,000 and 1 cent. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Performance Automotive Northwest. They do way more than just auto parts, offering new lawn equipment from John Deere and Honda, chainsaws and trimmers from Steel and Husqvarna, two John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service trailers to make repairs quick and easy for you. And don't forget their bumper-to-bumper parts selection for almost every vehicle. Performance Automotive really does have it all, from tools to paint and cleaning supplies. They'll even fill your propane. Performance Automotive Northwest, proud to be independent and locally owned for 35 years. Located on Airport Road in Jackson.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Out of the timeout in our girls' quarterfinal. Lumen Christi up 8-0. Lumen Christian Academy ball. Scott has it on the left wing. Gets the screen on the right, but harassed by Hunt. Able to get a hand on it, and it's stolen away. Picked up by Lafier in the backcourt. Just terrific play on both sides of the ball. Lumen Christi coming in and doing exactly what they need to do. Jumper on the baseline, up and in for Ruby Boyce. On a nice feed by Hunt, driving through the lane, able to find the defender. As we have another steal in the full court press, Lafier with the interception. Down low for Rozek, lays it up and in. Lumen Christi, Lady Titans, cooking with gas in this first quarter. 12-0 as we got a foul into the front court. A trip, looked like by Lafier. And it's going to be a sideline inbounds for Plymouth Christian Academy. We've got Aaron O'Dowd checking in for Lafier for Lumen Christi. 3.5 to go in the first quarter. Inbound, tough one, and it's going to be another steal. Lumen Christi getting in the passing lanes. Right to the rim, Kenna Hunt. Nice soft lay-in on the left hand. 14-0, Lumen Christi. Just a dominant first quarter. Can't ask for any more from them. In this quarterfinals, we got a blocking foul in the front court. Kenna Hunt called on the blocking foul. That's her second. She was called on a charge earlier. And she's going to be replaced by Tristan Johnson. So inbound on the far sideline, gets it in near half court for Pilat. Off the screen to the right, gets it over for Goodfellow. Cuts back near side, harassed closely by Johnson. Dribbles on the near side, step back mid-range. That one's way too strong off glass. Rebound by Rozek, looming out and running. 3-on-3. Back to the far side corner, O'Dowd back for Rozek. Sidestep near side for Ganton. Fires the three. That one's left short and rebounded by Pilat. 2:50 left in the first. Lumen Christi with a shutout so far. 14-0 over Plymouth Christian Academy. On to the baseline, Lauren Scott. She is fouled. And we'll have some Aspen one-hour free throws for Plymouth Christian Academy. Fouls on Lily Ganton, her first team's fifth. So a chance for Plymouth Christian Academy to finally get on the board with this tough, tough Lumen Christi defense. They've been driving opposing offenses absolute mad all postseason, as the first free throw up and in by Scott finally gets Plymouth Christian Academy on the board. 2:44 left in the first quarter. Tonight's coverage is brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and AC, Top Coffee, Soft Water, AeroQuip, Credit Union, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, and County National Bank. Both free throws up and in. It's 14-2. Lumen on top with the ball. 2.5 to go in this first quarter of our state quarterfinal at Lincoln High School. Pussy Rozek has it near half court, harassed out there by Growing. Looking for a screen coming on the backside. Dribbles towards the near side, bounce pass for Johnson. Jab step now to the near side corner for Ganton. Double team comes in now for Rozek on the left elbow. Jumper's a little bit too strong off the heel and out. Rebound for Scott with Christian Academy finally getting a stop there. Trying to chip into this deficit. Side step three, up and in for Clara Growing. That makes it a single-digit game once more. Women's lead cut to 9. 2 minutes left in the first quarter. Rozek has it at the top of the key. Now bounce pass near side for Johnson. Gets it back in the baseline. Pass stolen away by Groen. Here comes Women's Christian Academy the other way. Groen right to the basket. That one's a wild shot. Looking for the foul. Didn't get the call. Offensive rebound by Palat. Back for Scott. Stopped in the top of the key. Picks up the dribble. Now back on the right-hand side for Goodfellow. Lobs it to the left baseline for Palat. Drives through. Low block. Tough shot. That one's off the side of the backboard. Gets her own rebound. And this time she's fouled on the putback. A lot of fouls by the Lady Titans in this first quarter. That's going to be on Erin O'Dowd, her first. And we got bonus free throws coming up for Plymouth Christian Academy. Riley Palat, first free throw up and in, brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Paige Lafier back in, sending O'Dowd to the bench. And Madison Hare in for Plymouth Christian Academy, replacing Danielle Goodfellow. Palat, one more free throw. That one's wide right. Rebound loose. We're going to have a over-the-back foul committed against the Lady Eagles. That one's going to be against Abigail Brumwell, her first team's third. So one of two free throws there for Palat. Makes it 14-6. Lumen with the ball. 1:15 to go in this first quarter. Lafier has it top of the key. Drives through the lane. Tough shot off the glass. That one's too strong. Rebound for Palat. Into a bit of a half-court press. Lumen is going to back off this time. Outlet pass up ahead. It's a bad pass. Can't be controlled by Brumwell and stolen away by Lafier. Into the front court for Johnson. Dribbles back up top for Lafier. Near side corner, wide open. Rozek fires another three. That one's too strong. And the rebound could be ripped away by Groen. Outlet pass up ahead. Bad one. Intercepted again by Lafier. She's had several steals in this first quarter. She'll slow things down as the Plymouth Christian Academy defense slows up. Back to the free throw line for Ganton. Back outside for Rozek. 36 seconds left in the first quarter. Lumen up by 8. We'll see if they work for a final shot here, if they decide to work quickly. In the far side corner, double team coming in from the zone. Trying to get the outlet pass for Boyce. And Boyce going to be called on the travel. So a Lumen Christie turnover. Going the other direction here. Lumen Christie back in their full court press. In for Palat, trying to get it back up ahead for Hare, and able to beat the press this time. Near side, long three. That one's in and out for Scott. Rebound for Johnson. Lumen with 12 seconds to work with. Outlet pass is intercepted by Groen. Goes right to the basket around Johnson. Layup rolls off the rim, but gets the foul call. And she'll get a trip to the line. Johnson, her first foul off the bench. Playing without Kenna Hunt with two personal fouls midway through the first quarter. And as a result, Lumen's offense drying up a little bit as the first free throw brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour up and in. And a substitution right here. Ellen Thompson in for Paige Lafier for Lumen Christie. One more free throw coming up for Groen. And she has both. 8 unanswered points for Plymouth Christian Academy. Pulls them within 6 after Lumen got off to a 14-0 start. And we got a bad pass. Johnson can't hold it. It's out of bounds. Exactly 1 second left in the first quarter. Into the backcourt for Palat. Half-court heave. That one's well short. And that brings us to the end of the first quarter. Lumen Christie leads 14-8 in our girls' state quarterfinal at Lincoln High School. Second quarter is next. Back in 60 seconds. This is the state quarterfinals on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Every real estate decision is a big one. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or ready to sell, let's make it fun, exciting, and stress-free. I'm Jessica Villarreal, Realtor with 5-Star Real Estate, and I'm committed to helping you move forward with confidence. From our first conversation to closing day, you'll have guidance you can trust and service you can count on. Call me, Jessica Villarreal, 517-206-7478. Trusted, respected, recommended.
Durable, capable, and packed with the latest features. The Kubota construction lineup, featuring the SVL series, the number one selling compact track loader, is prepared to take on the job. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota compact track loaders with 0% financing available or save up to $5,200. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue, online at KubotaKings.com.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Tonight's playoff coverage brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, and Industrial Steel Treating. Girls quarterfinals here at Lincoln High School. Plymouth Christian leads 14-8 over Plymouth Christian Academy. I'm Connor Dockery with you on 95.9 The Power Cow. Plymouth Christian Academy on an 8-0 run after starting the game getting shut out 14-0. And they turn it over. Bad pass stolen away by Ganton. And then she's able to recollect it in the backcourt. Up ahead for Boyce to beat that full court pressure from Plymouth Christian Academy. Kenna Hunt set to check in the next time out. She had to sit with two fouls early. Rozek has it near half court against this 2-3 zone defense. Back to the far side corner. Entry pass in for Ganton. That's deflected away and stolen. Lauren Scott coast to coast into Rozek. Blows the layup. And Rozek going the other direction. 3-on-2. Drives through. Back outside for Thompson. 3-ball wide left. Rebound down to Balot. Wilma Christie's offense going completely dry since Kenna Hunt went to the bench in foul trouble. Lauren Scott, floater through the lane. That one's wide right. She's taken a lot of very difficult shots in this first half. Wilma Christie, of course, playing great defense on her. Very talented freshman. Wilma Christie into the front court, leading by 6. 1:15 into this second quarter. Near half court for Lucy Rozek, guarded by Clara Groen in this zone defense. Oh, 1-3-1 look. Dribbles on the far side now. Dribbles back to the near side. Bounce pass for O'Dowd. Nearly intercepted. Back outside. Has the defense moving now. The far side corner for Thompson. Trying to get it to the free throw line. Extended for Ganton. Back for O'Dowd. Nearly lost. Rozek back to the near side for pump fake for Boyce. Back outside. O'Dowd 3. That one in and out. Rebound down for Scott. And the Lady Eagles going the other direction. Near side wing for Hare. Bounce pass up top for Groen. Controls it near half. Going to slow down the offense. Trying to initially get the defense off guard. Now an entry pass intercepted by Boyce. Trying to get it to Scott down low. Coast to coast for Rozek. That's going to be blocked by Groen. And it'll land on Rozek, who was laying out of bounds. And it'll be with Christian Academy ball the other way. Ganton and Thompson to the bench, replaced by Lafier and Kenna Hunt. 14-8. Lumen leads. 6 minutes to go in the first half. Pass ahead to beat the half-court press. Goes back to Groen on the far side. Harassed by Rozek. Looking for the screen on the right by Brownwell. Nearly lost the dribble. And then Rozek, she tripped. Back down low. Wide open score. Up and in for Palat. Just like that, Plymouth Christian Academy within 4. 5:24 to go in the first half, and we got a foul as Rozek was bumped on the far side by Madison Hare. That'll be her first team's first. Rozek inbounding on the far side into the backcourt for Kenna Hunt. Need her to try to get the team's offense back going. Double team coming in. Pass on the far side going to be kicked away by Groen. And we'll have an inbound on the near sideline. Kenna Hunt set to throw this one in. Into the backcourt for Paige Lafier. Dribbles over the Lincoln Rail Splitters logo at midcourt. Far side for Rozek. Bounce pass up top for Lafier. To get it back for Rozek on the far side. Free throw line extended. Back for Boyce at the free throw line. Back outside, Rozek fires a deep three. That one's too strong. Offensive rebound for Boyce. Trying to get it back down low for Rozek. Shuffles it for Hunt. Drives on the baseline. Euro step. Tough finish. That one's off. Gets her own rebound. Put back. No, but a late foul called. And Kenna Hunt will go to the line for 2. Plymouth Christian Academy's student section not happy with that one. The shot was an air ball. It was a little bit too strong. She did get her own rebound. They're trying to say it was a travel, which is not correct. That was clearly a shot attempt. Doesn't matter that it didn't hit the rim. It's still a shot attempt. So, first free throw brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour. Up and in. That finally ends a 10-0 run for Plymouth Christian Academy. Second free throw rattles up and in as well. Kenna Hunt has 7. Lumen leads by 6, 4:43 to go in the first half. Coast-to-coast layup by Groen offline, trying to score before the defense sets. Hunt's on the far side wing for Rozek. Threw it behind her. Rozek could not collect it, and it's out of bounds, a Lumen Christi turnover. And head coach Scott Stein going to call timeout. 4:35 to go in the first half. Lumen leads 16-10 back in 60 seconds here on the Power Cow.
Hey, folks, it's Dave Ramsey here for Jim Winter Auto Group. If you listen to our show, you know that thousands of people around Jackson are driving cars they can't afford, rolling around town under hundreds of dollars a month in purchase or lease payments on more car than they really need. In this day and age, that kind of extra debt is keeping the average family from getting where they want to be in life. The good news is used vehicle values are at an all-time high. If you haven't checked out what your car's worth lately, see my friends at Jim Winter Auto Group. Chances are Jim Winter can get you out of your payments, whether you own or lease it. And right now, you can probably find one of those cash vehicles I'm always telling you about on the Jim Winter pre-owned lot. Come in to Jim Winter Auto Group today for a free, no-obligation buyout quote on your car and tell them Dave sent you. Online at jimwinterauto.com.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
16-10 out of the timeout. Quick miss by Plymouth Christian Academy. Lumen going the other way, trying to rebuild their lead. Got off to a 14-0 start before a 10-0 run got Plymouth Christian Academy back into it with Kenna Hunt on the bench with foul trouble. She's back in now, has it up top. Gets the handoff for Lucy Rozek. Thanks for joining us for this special St. Patrick's Day broadcast of girls' quarterfinal basketball here on the Power Cow. Kenna Hunt, nice backdoor cut, trying to find Boyce, but it's tipped out of bounds by Brumwell. It'll stay right here with Lumen Christi inbounding on the right side of the basket with Kenna Hunt. 3:49 to play in the first half. Lumen up six, back outside for Ganton. Gets it back for Hunt at the free throw line. Near side for O'Dowd, pulls the three. That one rolls off. Rebound loose, and it'll come down to Scott. Three ball, not really working for Lumen so far in this first half. One of their key scores have come on the fast break and in the paint, attacking the defense. Lumen Christian Academy ball down low for Brumwell. Misses the bunny. She was wide open on the block. Could not finish. Lumen going the other direction. Lucy Rozek, defender cutting her off. It's Hare and dribbles back outside. Hunt, left wide open, fires a three. That one's too strong. O'Dowd fires, gets the offensive rebound down low. Put back, no for Boyce. And Plymouth Christian Academy going the other way. So Plymouth Christian Academy really settling in defensively, able to get back in, and got a turnover. Clara Groen losing track of where she was on the floor, and she steps out of bounds. Lapse in judgment right there. Got a substitution. Jaden Edwards in for Riley Palat. 3 minutes left in the first half. It's 16-10 women. Both teams only getting 2 points each in the second quarter. This game screeching to a halt. Suddenly a defensive chess match. 1-3-1 zone defense for Plymouth Christian Academy. Now on the far side corner for Ganton. Fires the three. That one's left short. With the 1-3-1 zone defense, you can generate a lot of wide open threes, which Lumen Christi has gotten, but they're just not falling. Plymouth Christian Academy now down low for Brumwell. Shot off the glass and in over Boyce. That's her first bucket. Plymouth Christian within four now. 2:20 left in the first half. O'Dowd on the far side. Now in the corner for Rozek. Drives on the baseline. She is bumped by Brumwell. That's her second, team's third. And that's going to be a Lumen inbound on the right side of the basket. Kenna Hunt throwing it in. Probably get to the top of the key for Lily Ganton. Pass fake in. Now gets it to the corner for Rozek. Fires another three. That's too strong again. Offensive rebound for Hunt. Pulls it back out to the perimeter. Up top for Ganton. Now inside the lane. Boyce, she fires another wide open three. That's too strong again. Lumen can't buy a triple through the lane. Boyce, offensive rebound. She can't follow through. Tough defense there. And Plymouth Christian Academy trying to cut it to a one-possession game after trailing 14-0 in the first quarter. Now stripped away out of bounds. Boyce last touching it. And it'll stay with the Lady Eagles. Inbounding on the left side of the baseline. 1:46 to go in this first half of play. growing and bounding. Into the free throw line for Brumwell. Stripped away, but it's going to be collected at the perimeter for Growing. Dribbles to the far side corner for Scott. She's going to step back, fires the three over Rozak. That one's short. Rebound for O'Dowd. And here come the Lady Titans the other way. Need a bucket here. On the far side for Rozak. Lumen just has not been able to really get looks inside ever since Plymouth Christian Academy shifted to a 1-3-1 defense. They've been forced to shoot threes and have not been making them. O'Dowd, speaking of, fires a three. Near side corner this time. It's up and in. That's her first bucket off the bench. Lumen now back up by seven. 65 seconds to go in the first half. Growing coast to coast, trying to score before the defense sets. Misses the layup. Kenna Hunt the other way quickly. She goes to the far side corner for Rozak, who fires a three. That one's short. That would have been huge if Lumen was able to make back-to-back triples, but it's offline, and Growing going the other way, harassed the full way by Rozak. Now up ahead for Madison Hare. Dribbles to the left elbow, cuts back in. Lobs it down low for Edwards. Misses the bucket on the block. And Lumen going the other way. Lumen's interior defense has been spectacular. Kenna Hunt pull up three offline. Rozak, offensive rebound, put back up and in. She's got seven. Just like that, Lumen is on a 7-2 scoring run since Kenna Hunt has come back in. Meanwhile, a quick score the other way. Three-pointer by Clara Groen to stop that run brings Plymouth Christian back to within six. Final 7 seconds of the half. Lumen working for the last shot. Hunt top of the key. Double team coming in. Near side corner. Rozak three. That one's off the rim. And that will conclude the first half of play. Fun one. Both teams have had their runs in this first half. And it's Lumen Christie going into the halftime locker room, leading 21-14. They changed that 3-2, it looks like, over Plymouth Christian Academy. We'll step aside, and in 3 minutes, we're going to recap this first half. This is the girls' state quarterfinals, brought to you by the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, and Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance Agency. Back in a moment, 95.9 The Power Cow.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, grab a specialty pizza with breadsticks for just $24.99. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Need metal? Alro Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Alro Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alro.com.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Kelly Eirich, your local realtor with The Brokerage House. I have a deep admiration for the men and women who have served and serve our country and our communities, from our armed forces to our police officers, firefighters, and all EMS personnel. Now, I would love the opportunity to serve you. Whether you're relocating, upsizing, downsizing, or planting roots right here at home, I'm here to make your next move your best move. Let's get you moving. Call Kelly Eirich at The Brokerage House today at 517-788-8733.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office. Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
For 80 years, we have all known them as Omnisource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Calling all parents of kindergarten age and young fives. Jackson Public Schools is now enrolling for kindergarten and young fives at all 7 elementary schools, April 13th through the 23rd. Open houses will include prizes, food, and a free t-shirt upon enrollment. Community partners will be available to serve you at every event. For the full list of days and times, or for more information, call 517-841-2147 or visit jpsk12.org. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
We are at halftime of our girls' state quarterfinals between Lumen Christi and Plymouth Christian Academy. Lumen leads 21-15 at the halftime break. Playoff coverage on 95.9 The Power Cow is brought to you by Josh's Dumpsters, Jackson Public Schools, Wilmar Machine and Tool, and Northwest Community Schools. So, Lumen Christi off to a tremendous start on both sides of the ball. They led 14-0, and then at that time, a couple of things happened. One, Kenna Hunt got into foul trouble. She picked up her second personal foul, had to sit the rest of the first quarter and a little bit into the second quarter. The other thing is that, Plymouth Christian Academy, they changed their defense to a 1-3-1 zone, and Lumen Christie's just been really struggling to make shots, been forcing them since then to shoot basically exclusively from the three-point line. But Lumen, they've made a few, but a very low percentage so far in this one from downtown. So, hey, if you're going to be missing the overwhelming majority of those threes, why not stay in that defense and keep you shooting out there until you can prove otherwise that you can make them consistently? Plymouth Christian Academy, they've been able to get back in. What they're trying to do is they're trying to really strike before the defense can set. They're getting not only the rebound, the defensive rebounds, but they're trying to get those quick outlets, trying to score before the defense sets. And when the defense does set, they're really driving into the paint and trying to draw those fouls. That's something that previous opponents in this playoff run for Lumen Christi, besides Grass Lake, have really not been able to do against this Lady Titan defense. So they've been able to work their way back in. They went on a extended 12-2 scoring run to pull to within 4 points of Lumen Christi. Lumen then got a couple quick baskets, rebuilt that lead back out to 9, and then a 3, which was initially ruled a 3. They then changed the scoreboard down to a 2-pointer, and then just before the halftime report, they recorrected it back to a 3. So they got that late 3-pointer to cut the halftime deficit down to 6 points. So Lumen, I mean, in the second half, they just need to find a different way to generate shots with this 1-3-1 zone defense. I mean, they are getting wide open threes. They're just not falling. And a lot of different players are getting open three-point looks, too. It's not like it's just one person that's missing them. It's a ton of different players for Lumen that are missing these wide open threes. So if they can find a way to maybe get in the paint more against this 1-3-1 defense, maybe draw some fouls, force them to change their defense back up, I think that could be a good way for Lumen to get back into it. Getting some fast break opportunities again. That was another key in that first half. Plymouth Christian Academy, they had a lot of turnovers, but they were able to clean those up in the second quarter, prevent those open opportunities. And other than that, really watch out for Lauren Scott, talented freshman for this Plymouth Christian Academy team. She was really quiet, had a lot of tough shots that she took in that first half, but I can imagine they'll try to get her going in the second half as well. Meanwhile, 7 points apiece for both Kenna Hunt and Lucy Rozek to lead Lumen. 8 points for Clara Groen to lead Plymouth Christian Academy in scoring. Again, halftime score, 21-15, Lumen Christi up over Plymouth Christian Academy. That'll do it for the halftime report. Back in 3 minutes, the second half coming up on this St. Patrick's Day edition of the program right here on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Every real estate decision is a big one. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or ready to sell, let's make it fun, exciting, and stress-free. I'm Jessica Villarreal, Realtor with 5-Star Real Estate, and I'm committed to helping you move forward with confidence.
From our first conversation to closing day, you'll have guidance you can trust and service you can count on. Call me, Jessica Villarreal, 517-206-7478. Trusted, respected, recommended.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Oak and Iron, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Need metal? Al Rowe Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Al Rowe Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alrowe.com.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Back from Lincoln High School, south of Ypsilanti, for the girls' state quarterfinals. Wilman Christie leads 21-15 over Plymouth Christian Academy, start of the third quarter. I'm Connor Dockery, broadcasting right here on 95.9 The Power Cow at 95.9thepowercow.com. Thanks for hanging out with me, and happy St. Paddy's Day. As Wilman Christie, now going from left to right on your radio dial, we'll have the first possession of the second half. Kenna Hunt has it, guarded closely out there by Groen. Dribbles to the top of the key, looking for the screen from Rosette, gets it. Trying to beat this 1-3-1 zone defense and make their shots as the entry pass down low for Lafier. It's going to be poked out of bounds by Brumwell. Woman inbounding on the right side of the basket with Kenna Hunt. Couple back screens off the back as Hunt, she then has it stripped away. Hunt basically inbounded to herself off the back of Brumwell, but not able to come away with a score. Great idea, though. Very clever. As we're going to be out of bounds. That's the second time Clara Groen dribbles out of bounds on the sideline. Really unforced. Couple turnovers there for both teams as Lumen going the other direction with Kenna Hunt. Dribbles to the left wing. Now to the top of the key. Gets the screen from Rozek. Dribbles onto the baseline. Pull up mid-range jumper. That one rolls off the rim. Offensive rebound for Rozek. Shovels it back outside. Lafier pump fake. Floater in the lane. Wide right. And then the rebound saved by Boyce. Goes back to Ganton. Another try here for Lumen. Third shot. Back outside for Rozek. Fires the three. Makes the three this time. Big boost for Lumen. Back up by 9, 1 minute into the third, and then Rosette gets the steal against Groen and gets a fast break score. Lucy Rosette with 12. Woman by 11 now. Able to rebuild that lead back to double digits. Now got to get some more stops. On the far side, Scott fires a three off the heel, and a rebound muscled away by Hunt. up ahead of the fast break, layup in on the left hand for Boyce. These are the fast break scores that Lumen was sorely lacking in the second quarter. Groen loses it in the backcourt, and Palat able to keep it, pass up ahead for Scott, and then a blocking foul called on Paige Lafier, forcing the offensive player out of bounds. That's her second, team's first. And an inbound by Plymouth Christian Academy on the far sideline with Clara Groen. Inbound near half court for Palat. Now back to the top of the key for Brumwell. Looking inside the perimeter, gets it to the near side for Hare. Screen coming, doesn't take it. Puts the ball on the floor now. Half spin trying to get around Ganton. Really tough defense now. Drives on the baseline, gets around the defender, stopped too deep beneath the basket. And then we're going to have a foul against Lily Ganton. They're going to say she pushed her out of bounds. Her second, team second. First quarter foul troubles for Lumen. They did clean that up in the second quarter. Now Plymouth Christian inbounding on the left side of the basket with Groen. Top of the key for Scott. Holds on to it. Drives past Rozek. Step back at the right elbow. That one's short. And a rebound tracked out by Hunt. Two-on-two fast break the other way. Drives right past Groen. Tough shot. No, but a foul. Sending Kenna Hunt to the line for two Aspen one-hour free throws. That's the first personal foul on Clara Groen. Lumen so far outscoring Plymouth Christian Academy 7-0 in this second half. Similar start that they had in the first quarter as the first free throw up and in. Tonight's coverage brought to you by The Brokerage House, Grimes Plumbing, Wolverine Seal Coating, Dan the Man Insurance, etc. And we'll be Transit Mix as the second free throw offline for Hunt. Does make it a 14-point lead, matching the large lead of the game for the Lady Titans. Started the game 14-0. Three ball step back offline for Groen, but an offensive rebound for Scott. Dribbles out near half court. Now we're going to restart the offense. Poked away by Rozek. Scott keeps it. Sidestep, three ball, wide right now. Offensive rebound by the Lady Eagles. And then we got a foul on the rebound. It's going to be on Ganton, her third. Team's third. She's going to head to the bench, replaced by Aaron O'Dowd. Inbound on the right side of the basket for Groen. Gets it in. Going to be tipped away by Lafier, but able to be kept by Brumwell. Back to the near side corner. Jumper on the mid-range offline for Groen. And then a over-the-back foul on the rebound committed by Abigail Brumwell, her third. Team second. So now she's in some foul trouble for the Lady Eagles. Here comes Lumen Christie the other way, up by 14. 5:10 to go in the third quarter. Kenna Hunt into the front court for Rozek. Back in the far side for Hunt. Rozek once more. Dribbles up top now at the free throw line for Lafier. Dishes it to the near side corner for O'Dowd. Right into Palat, who strips it away. Not sure whether to rule that a block or a steal, but regardless, Plymouth Christian going the other way. Palat, jump shot left short from 7 feet out. O'Dowd the rebound, and Lumen the other direction. Lafier at the midcourt. Gets it past the defender now for O'Dowd. In the corner, Rozek, wide open three. Left strong. Now an offensive rebound. Counted in foul. Boyce with six. And she gets rewarded with an and-one chance here. Free throw brought to you by Addison. Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning. It's Madison Hare on the foul, her second. Could not get the end one free throw to fall, and it's going to be tipped down to Groen. Plymouth Christian Academy going the other way. Lumen with their large lead of the night, 16 points here in a state quarterfinal. And the pass down low for Scott's going to be lost out of bounds. A turnover. So Lumen got out to a 14-0 lead in the first quarter. Plymouth Christian Academy then went on a 10-0 run into the second quarter, cut it down to four. And that's as close as they ever got. Lumen able to rebuild that lead back out. Hunt fires a three on the right wing. That one's wide left. Long rebound to Rozek around the defender. Blocked away by Scott. And here comes Plymouth Christian Academy. Outlet pass intercepted by Hunt. Goes right into the defender. Goes back to the right wing for O'Dowd, who fires the three. That one's wide right. And the long rebound tracked down by Madison Hare. Here comes Plymouth Christian Academy the other direction. They have yet to score in this third quarter. We're 4 minutes in. Down low for Palat, floor on the block. That one's off. And the rebound by O'Dowd, tipped by to Hunt. Outlet up ahead to Rozek. Beautiful feed and a beautiful score in transition. Nice dime by Hunt, the sophomore-to-sophomore connection. Woman now up by 18, growing that lead, but Palat gets a quick score on the other end to finally end that 12-0 run for Woman. And we got a timeout on the floor. 33-17, Woman in front, 3.5 to go in this third quarter. Back in 60 seconds on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. A leaky pipe or faucet might seem like a minor problem, but it can lead to serious water damage and costly repairs if the problem persists. Don't wait for the problem to escalate. Trust Grimes Plumbing for quick and reliable repairs that prevent further damage. Our expert team is ready to tackle all leaks, ensuring your home stays good and dry. Call us today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
Got a home improvement project this year? Cleaning out the garage, tearing off a roof? Then you need the best dumpsters in town, Josh's Dumpsters. Their dumpsters are the perfect size and shape for any job. They're clean, and you'll know it's quality when you see Josh's Dumpsters right on the side. Reliable service, easy drop-off, fast pickup, no hassle. Don't let the debris pile up. Call the best, 517-740-0774. Josh's Affordable Dumpsters.com. Josh's Dumpsters, the right dumpster for your job.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Tonight's playoff coverage brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools, Aspen 1 Hour Industrial Steel Treating, as well as Josh's Dumpsters, Jackson Public Schools, Walmart Machine and Tool, and Northwest Community Schools. Woman Christie leads 33-17 out of the timeout. Just over 3 minutes to go in the third quarter as we got another three. Near side wing, Erin O'Dowd, her second long ball. Woman now up by 19, largely to the night. 3 minutes left in the third. Coast-to-coast layup. That one's offline for Groen. And O'Dowd gets the rebound this time. Try to get it to Hunt, but it's intercepted by Groen, who scores and draws the foul by O'Dowd. So an and one for Clara Groen. Boy, Plymouth Christian Academy desperately needed that score before this thing got too out of hand. O'Dowd heads to the bench with her second foul and one free throw offline, brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Full court pressure by Plymouth Christian. They back off. Kenna Hunt bringing the ball in the front court. Woman Christie up 36-19. 2:50 left in the third. Into the far side corner for Thompson, who just checked in. Back to the free throw line for Hunt. Fires the jumper, and that's a sweet look for the sophomore. Woman back up by 19, and the outlet pass the other way for Plymouth Christian. Too strong and out of bounds. Tristan Johnson checks in, sending Ruby Boyce to the bench. I'm telling you, that's Plymouth Christian's game plan right now. They're trying to score any chance they can before Woman Christie's defense sets. Really, neither team able to have much success against the set defense tonight. Still in the 1-3-1 zone is Plymouth Christian Academy. A couple passes back and forth with Rozek and Hunt. Now at the free throw line for Lafier. Entry pass down low for Johnson. It's tipped away, and then a jump ball forced by Scott and Johnson. And the possession arrow will send it back the other way with Plymouth Christian Academy. Full court pressure again by Woman Christie. 2:21 to go in the third. Doubling up the Lady Eagles here. Now pass going to be tipped away by Hunt, but kept by Groen. Now near side corner, Scott for three, too strong. Rebound going to be picked up by Lafier. 2-on-1 fast break the other way. Hunt's down low for Thompson. Score, no, off glass, too strong. And the rebound tracked out by Palat. And then the ball lost out of bounds by Lumen. Will go the other way with Plymouth Christian. Clara Groen on the inbound. 1:58 to go in the third quarter. Woman by 19. Inbound to the top of the key for Brumwell. Nearly stripped away. Gets the handoff for Groen. Guarded by Lafier out there. Still a man defense for Woman Christie. Now a three ball in the far side corner. Up and in for Groen. She's been their main source of offense in this one. She's got 13 points to lead all Lady Eagles scorers. That puts Plymouth Christian Academy within 16. Woman far side corner, three ball Johnson, too strong, right into the irons of Rozek. Put back layup offline over the tough contest by Palat. And it'll be kept by Wilma Christie with the substitution. Johnson to the bench, replaced by O'Dowd, and Boyce back in for Thompson. Woman inbound on the right side of the basket with Kenna Hunt. In for Rozek, back for Hunt. Step back, three ball in the corner. That one's offline, and then the rebound poked out of bounds by Brumwell. Came down off the rim a little bit too fast for her to react in time. And deflects it out, so Lumen will have an inbound tucked in the corner on the sideline. Out near half court for Lafier. And back on the far side wing for Rozek. Double team coming in with the zone. Back to the free throw line for Hunt. Step back, back outside for Rozek. Doesn't fire the three. Back for Lafier. Rozek this time fires a deep three. Nothing but net. 17 for Lucy Rozek. Woman back up by 19 as the three ball on the other end off by Scott. 2-on-1 the other end. Lafier and Rozek. Lafier right to the defender. Tough shot is offline, and she does draw the foul. So Paige Lafier going to the line for two. Fouls on Clara Groen, her second. Lafier at the line. Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throws coming up. 50 seconds left in the third. And the first free throw offline. Second free throw, if she makes it, Lumen can break the 20-point barrier for the fifth time of the play, make it the fourth time of the playoffs. And she does make the second free throw. That's her only point. Lumen by 20. We've got a foul into the front court against the Lady Titans. Like it's going to be on Paige Lafier, her third team's fifth. We got bonus free throws coming up for Plymouth Christian Academy. It's Clara Groen at the line for two. Leading scorer tonight with 13 points for the Lady Eagles. They need to have a strong finish last 45 seconds of this quarter. And really need to come out swinging in the fourth quarter if they want to try to come back into this. They made a good job in the first half coming back down 14, but they never came closer than 4 points. Both free throws up and in. Women's lead down to 18, 35 seconds left in the third quarter. A couple passes back and forth with Lafier and Hunt. Pass fake back outside and gets it back Hunt near half court. Guarded out there by Goodfellow. Back for Lafier. Just moving the defense now. Killing the time. 23 seconds left in the third now. Still more passes back and forth near half court. Hunt pass fake in. Dribbles around. Now back for Lafier. Clock down to 12 seconds. Hunt, quick look at the clock up ahead. Gets the screen near half court. Dribbles on the far side wing. Now on the baseline. O'Dowd pass fake on the three. Now for Rozek. Deep three. Blocked away at the buzzer. And that concludes the third quarter. One more quarter. Lumen Christie trying to punch their ticket to the Breslin Center on Thursday, leading 42-24 over Plymouth Christian Academy. Back in 60 seconds. Fourth quarter is next on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Do you have a stubborn clogged shower drain that is becoming a nuisance to your morning shower? Don't let it get worse. Call Grimes Plumbing today and let the experts at Grimes Plumbing unclog it. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. We specialize in drain cleaning, tackling even the toughest clogs that other plumbers can't. Trust Grimes Plumbing for fast and efficient service. Call today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com and get your drains flowing smoothly again.
Durable, capable, and packed with the latest features. The Kubota construction lineup, featuring the SVL series, the number one selling compact track loader, is prepared to take on the job. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota compact track loaders with 0% financing available or save up to $5,200. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Kuhn and Christie had 21 points through the first half, and they scored 21 points alone in that third quarter, leading Plymouth Christian Academy 42-24. Start of the fourth quarter, Connor Dockery with you from Lincoln High School here on 95.9 The Power Cow. Happy St. Patrick's Day. A lot of green in attendance, of course, with Lumen Christie, but also some St. Patrick's Day green as well. Three balls straight away offline by Hunt. Rebounded by Palat. Plymouth Christian going the other way for their first fourth quarter possession. Scott right to the low block. Tough shot, too strong. Man, just 2 points tonight. High-scoring freshman for Plymouth Christian Academy, but Plymouth Christie's been able to shut her down in this one. Rozek shot on the block. That one's offline. And the Lady Eagles the other direction. Entry pass stolen away by Boyce. Trying to get the pass back out. Does shuffle it back to Ganton. And up ahead to Hunt. Here come the Lady Titans. On the baseline, Hunt pushed back out to the perimeter. Corner pocket three off the heel. And an offensive rebound down to Boyce, and they're going to call a foul on Lumen. On Boyce on the rebound. I didn't even see what contact happened there, but that's going to be her second personal foul. Regardless, 1 minute into the fourth. Lumen by 18. Plymouth Christian Academy into the front court. Need to go on a unbelievable run if they want to try to make this a game. Down low, blown shot on the block by Brumwell. Could not finish. Been a lot of good defense played tonight by Lumen Christie, but Plymouth Christian, they've missed a couple of wide open shots around the rim. Kenna Hunt near half court, now on the near side for Ganton. Making the defense move, now back up top for Kenna Hunt. Trying to direct traffic, trying to guide her teammates where to go. Jab step back on the far side for Rosa. Into the far side corner for Ganton. Now down low. Nice quick score for Boyce. Great ball movement, lulling Plymouth Christian Academy to sleep. And Lumen's back up by 20, matching their large lead. Near side corner for Scott. Back on the low block for Palat. Going to be nearly stripped away. And that's going to be another foul on Ruby Boyce, her third. Approaching 2 minutes into the fourth. Tonight's coverage brought to you by Kelly Express Smart Form Energy Drink, Performance Automotive Northwest, Jackson College, Jim Winter Auto Group, and King's Equipment. Inbound on the left wing for Jaden Edwards. Fakes the screen, now back outside. Pass intercepted by Hunt. Two on one, fast break the other way. Hunt goes all the way. Layup left short. Rebound for Edwards. Here comes Plymouth Christian Academy the other way, looking for their first fourth quarter score. Growing offline on the jumper, 5 feet out. Went coast to coast. And Lumen the other way. Pull up on the right elbow. Wide left. Offensive rebound. Rozek counted in the foul again. Another Lumen and one try, this time from Rozek. And Lumen extends their lead back out to 22 points. That's the third personal foul as well on Riley Palat. And unfortunately for Plymouth Christian Academy, just looking defeated here just with this growing deficit. As Rozek, now with 20 points on the night, gets the ask 1 hour free throw. More smothering full court pressure coming up. Up ahead to Palat. Still trying to get it into the front court. Ooh, pass up ahead to Scott. Got dangerously close to a 10-second violation. Now for Scott. Step back on the baseline. Left short. Great defense for Rozek. And Lumen, 4-on-2 fast break. Lumen Christian Academy walking back on defense. Shot offline. No. Put back. No. Put back. Yes for Paige LaFleur. Third time's the charm. Lumen now leads 49-24. Quick 7-0 run to start this quarter. And another steal. Hunt. Outlet to LaFleur. Blocked by Palat out of bounds. It'll stay with Lumen, but another fast break. Seeing some slow jogging by Plymouth Christian Academy. They're just completely demoralized in this one. And we're going to have a timeout by Plymouth Christian Academy head coach Rod Wendell. A lot of cheering for Lumen Christie. They're just dominating this one. Leading by 25. 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. We're back in 60 seconds on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Performance Automotive Northwest. They do way more than just auto parts, offering new lawn equipment from John Deere and Honda, chainsaws and trimmers from Steel and Husqvarna, two John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service trailers to make repairs quick and easy for you. And don't forget their bumper-to-bumper parts selection for almost every vehicle. Performance Automotive really does have it all, from tools to paint and cleaning supplies. They'll even fill your propane. Performance Automotive Northwest, proud to be independent and locally owned for 35 years. Located on Airport Road in Jackson.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Lucy Rozek with a strong performance on both sides of the ball tonight, leading everybody with 20. As Lumen Christie leads 49-24. Inbound on the left side of the basket, offline for Boyce. Offensive rebound for Hunt. Put back up. No. Another offensive rebound. Boyce back out for Lafleur. Mid-range jumper is in. Relentless on the glass. Lumen Christie gets another score, now outscoring Plymouth Christian Academy 9-0 to start this fourth quarter. All but putting this thing away. 27-point lead. Continuing to run it up. Rozek in as the ball went out of bounds, sending Paige Lafleur to the bench. Clara Groen inbounding on the left side of the basket, gets it in for Hare. Back for Groen. Going to get it at the free throw line for Palat. Mid-range jumper wide right. And a long rebound backed out by Scott. Gets it back outside for Groen. Drives through the lane around Hunt. Floaters up and in. She's been the only consistent scoring option for the Lady Eagles. She's got 17 points of her team's 26. Three ball in the corner, offline by O'Dowd. Plymouth Christian Academy going the other way as it's stripped out of bounds by Rozek. We'll have a Plymouth Christian inbound on the far sideline. 4:10 left. Lumen by 25. Well on their way to the Breslin Center on Thursday. They'll be playing at 2 o'clock against the winner of Hart and Brandywine. Abigail Brumwell through the lane, offline. And the long rebound tipped out to Rozek. She'll slow it down this time. Steps up to the three-point line, and then Lumen Christie will settle into their offense. Now a man-to-man defense for Plymouth Christian Academy after Lumen started to solve that 1-3-1 zone defense throughout the second half. Kenna Hunt has it near half court. Now dribbles it into the far side corner, guarded by Scott. Screen coming from Rozek. It slipped through the lane, back outside for O'Dowd. Stopped at the free throw line, extended, and now for Hunt in the corner. Drives past the defender. Mid-range jumper. Nice finish. Wow. Tough shot to just start, stop, drive, stop, pop, and score. Making it look easy out there. She's got 12. Moving up by 27 once more as the rebound on the missed shot ripped down by Boyce, but it's a jump ball called between her and Palat. Johnson heads to the bench, replaced by Cody Ruge. .08 left in this one. Lumen by 27. Bounce pass outside for Palat in the near side corner. Three ball growing up and in. Nice rainbow shot. She's up to 20 points now. Trims the deficit down to 24 for Plymouth Christian Academy. Kenna Hunt has it, 3 minutes left. Now closely guarded by Lauren Scott. Dribbles to her right. Goes on to it still now. Quickly on the baseline. Tough split between the defenders. Shot is off, but the putback up and in by Boyce. A lot of second chance points by Lumen Christie tonight. A big part in them dominating this one. Through the lane, a foul's called against Lumen Christie. It's going to be against Cody Ruge, her first. Team's third. Plymouth Christian Academy will inbound on the left side of the basket. Tonight's playoff coverage brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools, Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, and Industrial Steel Treating. As Samantha Ferguson checking in for the first time tonight, sending Madison Hare to the bench. for Plymouth Christian Academy. Bounce pass down low for Palat. Can't finish between the defenders, and a nice rebound pulled down by Kenna Hunt over the tower. Palat. Pass up ahead for Rozek. Now dribbles it back to near half court. Let's go green chance. Now for the Manny Lumen Christie supporters here. And we're going to have a quick timeout called by Coach Scott Stein. We'll take one as well. 2:08 left in the fourth. Lumen Christie up by 26. Back in 60 seconds on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Sometimes you might wonder if you're investing your money the right way, especially when the markets are going up and down. You might wonder, will I have enough to retire one day? How long will my money last anyway? If you've got questions like these, or if you'd like to get professional advice about your investments, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Brewed.
Zero carbs.
For what's
calories.
Next.
Zero sugar.
Brewed for what's next. Bud Light next. The first zero-carb beer is here. Super crisp, light, and refreshing. Bud Light Next is brewed with the highest quality ingredients. Zero carbs, zero sugar, and only 80 calories. Brewed for what's next. The first zero-carb beer is here. Bud Light Next.
2022 Anheuser-Busch. Bud Light Next Beer. St. Louis, Missouri. Please drink responsibly.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
55-29 Lumen Christie with a three ball out of the break by Cody Ruge. Gets a huge cheer from all the Lumen Christie supporters here and the bench. Off the bench knocking down that three. As we got a foul on a three-pointer on the other end. Clara Groen going to the line for two. Lumen Christie up big, 58-29. Several times tonight, they have doubled up Lumen Christian Academy on the scoreboard as they just continue to grow that lead. 1:45 left. Groen at the line for Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw. She makes the first one. She's got 21 points. Next highest scorer on the team has five, and that's Riley Palat. Second free throw up and in. She'll have one more. She was fouled shooting a three. Got a substitution. Maddie Allen into the game for Lumen. And we also got Ellie Johnston in for Plymouth Christian Academy. Starting to get the round of applause here for Plymouth Christian Academy for some of their girls with their fine season they've had. Rowan makes all three free throws. Women's lead cut to 26 points. About 90 seconds left in this one. State quarterfinal. Now on the far side, Johnston drives through the lane and takes a hard foul by Ellie Johnston. And Maddie make it. Tristan Johnston go to the line for two. Tristan Johnston. Chance to get on the scoreboard here with these free throws. And makes the first one. Got a substitution in for Lumen Christie. Rhea Moore in for Aaron O'Dowd. On the floor for Lumen, we've got Ruge, Johnson, Ellen Thompson, Maddie Allen, and Rhea Moore. Both free throws up and in for Johnson. 60-32. For Lumen. Three ball in the corner offline for Ferguson. And now fighting for the rebound. We're going to have a foul against Plymouth Christian Academy, it looks like. And it'll be Lumen ball the other direction. 1:20 left. Two quick fouls by Ellie Johnston off the bench. And limited playing time here. Johnson to the front court. Screen set by Moore. Drives right through the lane. Takes more tough contact. And she will go to the line for two more free throws. It's another foul on Johnston. Three fouls and about a minute of playing time off the bench. Great effort, though. Tristan Johnston at the line for two. Made her last two free throws. Brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour. First one this time is off the mark.
Yeah.
more substitutions. We've got Sophie LaBelle and Jovi Capera in for Plymouth Christian Academy. Full bench game. Abigail Lund also in. One of two this time for Johnson. And now she heads to the bench, replaced by Cam Goddard for Lumen Christie. Final 70 seconds of the state quarterfinal. Lumen leads 61-32. Now moving the ball around to perimeter. Up top for Groen, still in. It's stolen away by Ruge. Coast-to-coast layup, left hand, up and in. Cody Ruge with five off the bench. Lumen leads 63-32. 45 seconds left. Groen and ripped away by Thompson. She's going to go coast-to-coast. Three on two. Stops off glass. No. Offensive rebound for Moore. Goes back outside for Ruge. Now the far side for Maddie Allen. Back for Ruge. Just moving it around the perimeter. We'll see if they even take any more shots. On the near side for Thompson. Up top. Now around the perimeter. 18 seconds left. Picks it up. Back for Allen. Fans want her to shoot it. And we'll get a quick timeout as Coach Scott Stein trying to get Riley O'Dowd in. I don't even think they'll officially take the timeout. It'll just be a timeout in name only. They'll just continue with live play right here. So Riley O'Dowd in for Lumen. And into the game is Madeline Lund for Plymouth Christian Academy. Final 14 seconds. Ruge inbounds for Goddard. Pass fake in, dribbles around the perimeter. Now a handoff for Riley O'Dowd, and she draws the foul. This is actually going to be bonus free throws coming up for Lumen Christie. Five team fouls against Plymouth Christian Academy. So Riley O'Dowd to the line for two. Fouls on Abigail Lund. So these free throws brought to you by Aspen One Hour. The finishing touches on a fine performance, especially in the second half for the Lady Titans. First free throw offline. She'll have one more try. Final substitution. Playing in the last 7 seconds. It'll be Danielle Goodfellow as Clara Groen subs out for the final time. Second free throw up and in for O'Dowd. And here comes Plymouth Christian the other way. Final seconds, dribble out. And Lumen Christie moves on to the state semifinals at the Breslin Center on Thursday, dispatching Plymouth Christian Academy 64-32. A phenomenal performance in the second half for the Lady Titans. Just continuing to not only rebuild that lead, but continue to pull away as they were just too much on both sides of the ball for Plymouth Christian Academy. So Lumen Christie starting the game out to a 14-0 lead. And then Kenna Hunt picked up two quick fouls, had to head to the bench for the rest of the quarter. And at that time, Plymouth Christian also introducing a 1-3-1 zone. They went on a 10-0 scoring run, able to pull back within four. They kept it close as the second quarter suddenly became a very defensive game, able to force Lumen into some struggles offensively. And then ever since 16-12, that was as close as Plymouth Christian Academy would get the rest of the way. Lumen able to lead by six at halftime. They open the second half with a 12-0 scoring run. Able to rebuild that lead back out to 18 points. And then leading by 18 going into the fourth, Lumen then got on a 9-0 scoring run and all but put this one away as they just continued to grow that lead through the rest of the fourth quarter and able to finish with the dominant victory, 64-32. So Plymouth Christian Academy, their season ends at 21-6, a very strong season for the Lady Eagles, making it to the quarterfinals And Ruben Christie improved to 23-3. And again, they move on to the state semis on Thursday. Lucy Rozek, a fine performance on both ends, finishing with 20 points as Lumen's leading scorer. Kenna Hunt with 12 points. Also got 10 from Ruby Boyce, 6 from Aaron O'Dowd, 5 each from Cody Ruge and Paige LaFear, 3 from Tristan Johnson, 2 from Lily Ganton, and 1 from Riley O'Dowd. Meanwhile, for Plymouth Christian Academy, leading scorer was Clara Groen with 23 points, then getting 5 from Riley Palat, 2 each from Lauren Scott and Abigail Brumwell. Tonight's postseason coverage brought to you by Josh's Dumpsters, Jackson Public Schools, Womar Machine and Tool, and Northwest Community Schools. One more time, final score, Lumen Christie 64, Plymouth Christian Academy 32, and they will be taking on the winner of Hart and Brandywine in the state semifinals on Thursday at Michigan State University. Tip-off will be at 2 p.m. So we'll be there for you. Live coverage as for Luke Moorhead, holding down the fort back in the studio. My name is Connor Dockery. Thanks for tuning in to this presentation of High School Girls Basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.